Chapter 5. We looked around. There was a cave above our heads. We climbed up to the cave. There was a mark by the cave. We went into the cave. It was blocked. We went back to camp. A big rock crashed down the mountain. It nearly hit us. It came from the top of the mountain. "Someone wanted to hit us," said Professor Summerlee. We went back down the mountain. We walked round on a different path. There were lots of insects. We set up camp. Something attacked us. It flew down from the sky. It was a pterodactyl. It stole our dinner. Then it flew away again. "Professor Challenger, I'm sorry. I was wrong," said Professor Summerlee. Then they shook hands. Both of them smiled. We looked for a way up the cliff. "We can't climb this," Lord Roxton said. We decided to get some sleep. In the morning, we heard Professor Challenger shout out, "Eureka!" "You found a way up the cliff?" Professor Summerlee asked. "I think so," said Professor Challenger. We followed the professor. He took us to a big hole. "We can't get across that," I said. Lord Roxton had some rope, clamps, and climbing irons. "I'll climb down," he said. We watched Lord Roxton. He climbed down the cliff on one side. He climbed up the other side. He tied the rope to a big tree. All of us climbed down with the rope. There were many trees. "We can use this tree as a bridge," said Professor Challenger. We cut the tree down. We walked across the bridge. We were at the top of the mountain. We found the lost world. Suddenly, the bridge fell down. Gomez broke it. "You're trapped now," shouted Gomez. We were very surprised. "We wanted to kill you, so we pushed the big rock. Lord Roxton, we want you dead," Gomez said. Lord Roxton shot Gomez. Zambo killed Manuel. "What can I do?" he asked. "Untie the rope and throw it to me," said Lord Roxton. Zambo did it. Lord Roxton tied the rope to a tree. We pulled our supplies across. Zambo sent the Indians back. I gave him a letter. It said, "We found the lost world. We're trapped. We can't get back." Zambo waited at our camp. "I have enough food for 2 months," he said. We decided to make a base. "What shall we call this place?" asked Lord Roxton. "Maple White Land." "Maple White was the American's name," said Professor Challenger.